Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest today is Jean Davis from Ebenezer Christian Children's Home. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we're trying to get as much information out as we possibly can. Jean, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, and what a beautiful day to be here.
Yes, it is a gorgeous day. Now, Jean, you and I were talking before we went on the air, some stats about child abuse, which was kind of shocking. As I told some of the others that I've talked to this month from the Department of Social Services in our house, I wish we could all get together and say, hey, this is no longer a problem, children are no longer abused, and there's just no need for foster care and all that stuff. But unfortunately, it seems to me the reverse is true. Talk to us a moment about some stats concerning child abuse.
Well, I agree with you, Angela. It would be nice to say there's no longer a place like Ebenezer that's needed, but that is definitely not the case. I just read this recently, and I was just couldn't believe it myself, but they say every 5 minutes a child is abused, which that means in some way, whether it's physical, sexual, emotional. But a lot of those children, of course, are not getting the help that they need. And that's why we need to look within ourselves and use the talents and strengths that God has given us. As I heard one preacher say, do not bury your blessings that you could be given to others.
Amen.
Look within yourself and see what you have. And what I tell a lot of people, you know, just be a mentor at school. Communities in School does an awesome job matching people up. And that one person can make a difference in that child's life forever. They may still be going through a lot in their home situation. And I just recently met a nurse, and I spoke at this church, and she came, and we went out to eat afterwards. I just felt really connected with her, and she was a school nurse, for example. And she said this child was coming to school and had bruises on her arm, and she was a teenager, and she knew in her heart of hearts that things was not right at home. So she found an excuse to go visit her one day, and when she did, she knocked on the door, opened the door, and walked in, and her dad was getting ready to hit her.
Mm.
The nurse stepped between the teenager and the dad and said to him, if you're going to hit her, you got to hit me first. He stepped back, and she done everything she could. She made reports. She did all the right things to get this teenager out of the house, but she was never removed from the home because she would not tell the truth when the investigation was going on. But time went on. This nurse happened to be at this particular place. I think it was probably 7 or 8 years later, and this girl came up to her, and she said, aren't you nurse so-and-so? And she said, yeah. She said, but you don't know me, do you? And she said, no, honey, I'm sorry, I don't recognize you. And she said, do you remember stepping between a dad and a teenager one day? It's been several years ago. And she said, yes. She said, you saved my life that day.
Wow.
And the nurse said, honey, I didn't, because you wouldn't leave. And she said, remember, I tried to get you to leave, and I called BSS. And she said, why would you not leave to get out of that? And she said, because if I left, my dad would abuse my younger sister, and that happens a lot. The oldest one is always there to protect the young one. But she said, the reason you saved my life that day is because that one act that you did made my daddy stop and think, if I hit her, she goes back to school again, they may come back in my home again, and they may find out what I'm doing. So she said, he never hit me after that day.
Wow.
So
now, that usually doesn't work that well, but I'm glad it did in that case.
It worked well. And so that one act that we're always saying, that act that you choose to do or not to do, can definitely affect someone's life forever. And then the icing on the cake is, she said, guess what I decided to be? She said, I'm in nursing school today.
Awesome.
Be a nurse, just like you, so I can make a difference one day in a child's life.
Well, now that's a wonderful testimony. And again, as you say, it just took one act. Sometimes, Jean, we think that we need to do great things. We need to move mountains or do something be elected president or something. Actually, it's the simple things. Sometimes it's just one thing that you do in your life that makes a world of difference for someone else.
Yes, that one act. And the lady said she often wondered what happened to that little girl, but now she's a young woman today.
Awesome.
So, you may not be in the position as a nurse is in school, and my hats go off to teachers and counselors and nurses and doctors and people that do make those reports and help the child. But, you can volunteer at the school, and you can eat lunch with a child, and you'd be surprised how that just absolutely thrills a child, someone there to sit and listen to them.
Now, Jean, all last year, just ever so often, I was getting emails from the state concerning, I think even a couple times, they referred to it as being extremely high or record high cases of children in foster care across North Carolina. And I know we've had some really high numbers here in Wilkes.
Yes.
Now, you guys at Ebenezer, you work with parents, you can train foster parents and license foster parents, is that correct? What is the process that people need to go through if they're interested in doing that, and what would you say to them about being interested in doing that?
I would just tell them to please give us a call at 336-667-5683. The state requires all foster parents to go through some training. It's a 30-hour training process. We just finished ours up like 2 weeks ago. So we are getting ready to license 11 new foster families.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we're excited about that. We have about 40 foster families right now, and we do license in Wilkes and surrounding counties. And that is definitely a great need that we have. Our average age of child here that we have here at the home is probably about 8.5 years old, and our average age in our foster home is probably about 3.5 years old. So we do our best, especially to put the young ones. We took, I think, 3 babies from Baptist Hospital last year and placed in foster families, and we are working on either 8 or 9 adoptions right now. So we could take you through the whole process of how it works and be there to hold your hand through it and be your support throughout the whole process and even after you adopt
You can help with the training for if you're just wanting to be a foster parent, if you feel that, yes, that God is leading you in this just to be a foster parent, or if your goal is to adopt a child, then you can take them through the process of either one, right?
We can do that. Yes, we can. And I often tell, and I have if I come to your church and speak, I bring this awesome, beautiful picture of a blonde-headed little girl, and her question is, without a daddy, who will walk me down the aisle when I get married? So that really relates to the dads sitting in churches when I speak on that, and I say, I didn't make this up. This has been asking me by a little girl, who will walk me down the aisle. And I've been honored to be the mom of the bride in some weddings of our children, and our staff is willing to step up to be that. But, it's not the same as you really have your own dad there.
Right.
Or you really have your own mom. So think about that, because that's what these children want. They don't want somebody rich and famous in a big fancy house. They just want to be loved, and they just want to be safe. And you can definitely make a difference. Well, that will not only change that life for that child, but will also change your life too. So give us a call. We would be glad to talk with you and help you through that process for sure.
Jean, I know that you guys have licensed a lot of foster parents, and you've worked with a lot of adoptive parents. Maybe if you could speak to a couple of apprehensions that some folks have if they're thinking about maybe being a foster parent, but there's one or two things that they have questions about or apprehensions about, if you could speak to that.
Well, a lot of people think it takes all this money. That's what we get calls on all the time, and they'll be one of the first questions. We're not rich. We don't have a lot of money. We've called a lot of agency, and we need to come up with $20,000 or $30,000. How much does your agency charge? And we say, we don't charge anything. They go, oh my gosh, you're kidding me. You know, I didn't know you could adopt without a big expense. So that's a big question, because a lot of people don't understand that. We're not here as a big official adoption agency. Anyway, we got our adoption license mostly to help our children that we have here at Ebenezer, but it's kind of grown to we also life and foster homes all the way in Charlotte and Asheboro area. So these are things that we have. And our last classes, everybody said, I wish I had taken these classes when I was even parenting my birth children. There were a lot of things in our classes that you could have used, you know, for your own self. A lot of youth leaders that are in our classes say, wow, I can use this to help with my youth. So they don't realize all the tools that are in those classes just for your own personal life and for your involvement if you're in a school situation or if you're in a church in a position that can also help you.
Again, Jean, there is an increasing need. I wish it wasn't an increasing need, but there is an increasing need for more and more foster parents, especially here locally in Wilkes.
That's true.
And if someone wants to find out more about being a foster parent, about adoption, about what you guys do at the home, maybe volunteering at the home and different things, how do they go about doing that and maybe finding out more about these classes that you teach?
Yes, just give us a call here at the home at 336-667-5683. What we found out recently, and it may have changed within the last month, there's about 11,000 children in foster care in North Carolina.
Wow.
And if there was one family from every church that would take a child, then there wouldn't be a need for Ebenezer. Those children would be in a family out of a church that would teach them, you know, how mom and dad should be. That would teach them, you know, Jesus loves you. Jeremiah 29:11. Just because your life started out maybe a little rough, not the way you wanted it, you know, Joseph's life didn't start out in a lot of good ways.
Right.
God had a plan. And that's what we teach our children here. So just think about, and if you know, I know that everybody can't foster it up, but you can support families that do that.
All right. So just give the home a call, and they can get all this information from you, and it's not nearly as complicated a process as you might think, and you don't have to have thousands of dollars to do it, and you can make the difference in the life of a child, and what a blessing that would be.
Difference. We'll even come to your church and share information and tell you about, you know, Ebenezer and what you can do to support. But, yeah, just get involved, whether it's in school or church or you know, wherever, to make a difference in the life of a child and be that ear for that child and put that smile on that child's face.
And, Jean, the number again at the home is?
336-667-5683.
All right. Jean Davis, thank you so much for the work you guys do at the home and for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We're very blessed to be here.
All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, we've got some high school softball for you here on 3WC.